Since the Taliban were driven from Kabul in November 2001, Afghanistan has been struggling to come back to life. Promised aid from the U.S. and other countries has been slow in coming. The government of Hamid Karzai remains shaky, and warlords still control much of the country outside of the capital. A resurgent Taliban continue to fight Afghan and U.S. troops. Today, U.S. fighter jets and helicopters assaulted the Taliban in the south of the country, where fierce fighting has gone on for almost a week now. NPR's Michael Sullivan has been traveling through Afghanistan for the past few weeks, assessing the state of reconstruction, and he joins us. Good morning, Michael.
Hi, Leanne.
What can you tell us about the fight against the Taliban?
Well, it's shaping up to be a pretty major confrontation between Afghan government forces backed by U.S. troops and U.S. planes against the Taliban in a region of Zabul province in the Dai Chopan region. That's basically the intersection of three provinces where support for the Taliban was strong in the past, and officials say the Talibs have infiltrated from neighboring Pakistan, where they're offered safe refuge, according to Afghan officials, by the Pakistanis. Some Afghan provincial officials in Zabul say there's hundreds of Talibs holed up in this mountain area, which has been repeatedly bombed by U.S. aircraft in the past week. The locals say they're getting the upper hand, but the fighting is still going on, and at least two U.S. soldiers taking part in the operation have been wounded, and another was killed during the operation, which is, as you said, ongoing.
August has been a pretty difficult month in general, hasn't it?
Yeah, over 100 people were killed in separate attacks in the south and the east of the country earlier this month before this ongoing confrontation in Zabul. There were a number of attacks against Afghan police. In one instance, in Logar province, which is very close to Kabul, 9 policemen were killed, authorities say, by a Taliban ambush. There have been several other incidents targeting aid organizations working in the south and the east of the country. 2 Afghan aid workers killed in Ghazni province, another down south in Helmand, plus a bus bombing that left 15 civilians dead. Almost all of these incidents were blamed on the Taliban, and as a result of these attacks, which are really part of an ongoing escalation against aid workers since March, the UN and many aid agencies aren't operating in many areas in the south and the east anymore. And that, say diplomats and aid workers here, is exactly what the Taliban want, because if there's no aid workers in these areas, no reconstruction projects, then the Taliban can say to the people, look, the new government in Kabul isn't doing anything for you. They're not rebuilding your country. They're not rebuilding your village. And some villagers are listening to this message. And, of course, this only serves to further destabilize an already weak central government of President Hamid Karzai.
Tell us more about that. What about President Karzai's struggle to get control over the warlords?
Well, that's a big problem here, because many warlords are still, in effect, provincial governors or provincial security chiefs in many of the regions outside of Kabul, and the central government is weak. And President Karzai has done a bit in the past month to try to hasten the process of getting these guys under control. He's fired several governors and provincial security chiefs. He's stripped the power from others in hopes of extending his rule. How well this is going to work, we'll have to wait and see. The goal, of course, is the creation of a functioning Afghan national army and a police force that can provide security for the people, and at the same time gradually disarm and then demobilize these private armies that are controlled by these regional warlords. Only then can you have real security, provided, of course, that the government and the U.S. can deal with this latest threat from the Taliban.
Well, what about reconstruction then? You've been traveling around the country. What'd you see? I mean, how would you assess the state of reconstruction?
Well, I think it's pretty safe to say that Afghanistan right now is in a transitional period. But interestingly enough, I traveled on the road from Kabul to Kandahar in the south, the former spiritual homeland of the Taliban. And before, during the Taliban times, this journey used to take about 16 hours, I remember, and it was just really a hellish journey on these very potholed roads. Now, thanks to the reconstruction effort that the U.S. government has started, that's only about 9.5-hour trip right now, and people there say this is a very good thing. If this road gets finished, there's lots of trade that goes on. The security will be better along this road because police can patrol it, and that's sort of a symbol of Afghanistan right now. It's the road's not finished, but it's underway, and people are happy about it.
NPR's Michael Sullivan. He's been traveling through Afghanistan, and he just returned home to New Delhi. Michael, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome, Leanne.